I just wanted to talk a little bit more about this. I know we've been beating this horse to death, but the Obama speech, I listened to it several times, and it really struck me as kind of odd, the way he talks about taxes and financial situations within the government. He acts like it's kind of a dark look into the soul of what Obama really believes, that all of the money in the United States, all the money in the world belongs to him, and it's up to him to dole it out to us as he sees fit.
Right.
When you look at the way he uses the words in his speech, it's really striking to me how he says it's going to cost us trillions in taxes when that's not the case.
Yeah, who's us?
Exactly, and I don't know, you know.
The people that have the wealth confiscated from them and whose children have to pay all the debt back. That's who us is.
Right. It's just funny that his ideology is so set, so ingrained, that he can use words like that, and it passes, and nobody pays attention to that stuff.
Well,
I won't say nobody.
Well, but. Yeah, please don't say nobody or no one. But you're talking about semantical arguments, though, or the nomenclature of the one, that being, of course, President Obama. He is, of course, the one.
Sure.
And the way that he uses the words, well, this is very common amongst liberals. To use the terminology, us, we is the one I hate the most. Someone should write a book called with a big giant we on the cover, W-E, right? You could even use the we from Gouverneur Morris's script of We the People in the original version of the Constitution and put the Ghostbuster strikeout symbol over it. I don't want to hear we anymore. Who's we? We? Why do I? We? Who conscripted me in this? Why? How did I get involved in the we?
We is a socialism term.
Well, we is a collectivist term, and in most instances, you don't have much of a choice in joining the collective. Now, let's just say that we had a voluntary collective. Let's just call it the Knights of the Dude. And as you and I, Mike, as Knights of the Dude, let's say that we had made it our goal to eradicate consumption of less than $4 per six-pack beer for men that were employed, right? This was, you like this cause, don't you? I like it too.
Yeah.
Now, let's just say then, for poo-poos and giggles, that in order to accomplish our goal, that we had determined that we were going to need, let's just say, $2 million, just to do it in the state of North Carolina. Now, if we were actually trying to judiciously do this without compulsion, then we would then be responsible or would then have to go and would have to get people to voluntarily give us the funds needed to get to the $2 million mark. Then we could distribute the booty, so to speak, to those men who were consuming sub $4 per six-pack beer on weekends. Now, in that instance there, at every step of the chain, there was voluntary action. What Ludwig von Mises would call human action. You chose and I chose to form the dudes of the round table to address this this problem. We would not, you know, I left one other part out. We would only advertise the service and ask those that wish to participate in it to voluntarily show up at some location to receive their subsidy for their less than $4 per six-pack beer, so they would get their subsidy and they could buy $7 a six-pack beer, if you're with me so far. At every stage of the exercise, there was voluntary effort. There was human action. Now, that's a we that I can live with. The we that I can't live with and that I reject and I don't wish for my children to live under is the we where you're not given the choice, where the we was a group of guys meeting in a city council, state house, or congressional chamber, and then they decided that the rest of the we's out here needed to fork over, let's just say, one half of 1% of everything we earn so that they could do exactly what you and I did. And then they decided that, oh, wait a minute now, we're going to have to hire people in order to do this, and we're going to have to pay them benefits, and then this, and you can follow the exercise out. But it doesn't work without the compulsion of the government being able to tax.